Land use authority meeting for May 6, 2026. We'll start with item one, the approval of tonight's agenda.
Commissioner Tupou, I make a motion to approve the agenda for May 6, 2026.
This is Commissioner Mitchell. I second.
I have a first by Commissioner Tupou, second by Commissioner Mitchell. All in favor?
Aye.
Item two is approval of the Land Use Authority minutes from April 15th, 2026.
This is Commissioner Davis. I'd like to make a motion that we approve the Land Use Authority minutes from April 15th, 2026.
This is Commissioner Tupou. I second that.
I have a first by Commissioner Davis, a second by Commissioner Tupou. All in favor?
Aye.
Item three is declaration of abstentions or conflicts. Does anyone have any tonight?
Nope.
Item 4A, as an amended preliminary plat approval for the Desert Ridge Estates phases 2 through 4 subdivision located approximately Coyote Crest and Florence Drive. The applicant is Brandy, and we will turn the time over to Eldon.
Thank you. Maybe I'll start by revisiting just a brief introduction on state law. I think it was the beginning of 2025, state law changed for land use, where land use applications were approved by authority, which is the new body that you just put on your land use authority hat. So this item typically Wanda City Council. However, the original pre-plat was approved and there were additional conditions put on pre-plat. So this one's kind of caught in the middle of this storm here, and the applicant's asking to amend conditions that were discussed with council. So this one will move on to City Council. A City Council was involved with that original approval. Wanted to make that known right out the gate there. And we can dig into the amendment. Let's put on the map here. This is the proposed preliminary plat. You can see in this one here, this is the approved preliminary plat. The proposal is asking to reduce phase 2 by 10 lots. So here's the approved plan. I'll scroll down. You can see the amendment. So you're going to get a little bit bigger street frontage and reducing 10 lots here. The applicant's also asking to phase the project. You can see here it's phase 2 all along the backside. There's now three phases in this here. And then also asking to renumber the conditions so they're in line with these new lot numbers so there's no confusion. Wanted to clean things up and make it clear. And then specifically conditions 19 and 20. City Council, which will need to be reviewed by City Council. Digging into these changes here, we can start with lot 205. You can see how this goes to the right, to the boundary line. This used to stop shy. You can see how the depth of that is changing. And then also starting at lots 207 through 2010, you can see that backyard area is extending in depth, which the Hillside Review Board's looked at. They're okay with it. They're staying out of the 30% range. The Hillside Review Board supports this amendment, and so does staff. We can dig into the conditions here. Condition 13 is a numerical change, just so it would match these new lot numbers. No changes to condition 14. Condition 15 is also a numerical change, as well as 16, 17, and 18. We get into condition 19. Let's pull that up. We can get it on the screen here. Condition 19 states 5 lots must be single story and no more than 2 in a row. The Hillside Review Board, along with staff, felt that it'd be good to reference specific lot numbers and identifying a height rather than tied to story, such as 25 feet tall, which would apply to lots 210, 305 through 309, and 403 through 407. Condition 20 through 23 are numerical to that proposal. And then condition 424, the Hillside Review Board, along with staff, recommend this to be changed to lots 208 through 210, 305 through 309, and 403 through 407 shall not have any vertical structure in the area of the backyard that is outside of the buildable envelope. That concludes staff report. Is there any questions you may have at this time? I'll put on the hills, the slope percentage map. You can see this lot extension is not exceeding into any significant. Pretty flat, along with lot 205.
Thanks, Elton. Why was 205 so much smaller before? Was there a reason behind it? Was it Hillside? Was it, why wasn't it made? I mean, what was the point in that one?
The original plan, the building homes were a lot smaller. The product type was meant to fit these lot smaller lot sizes, and from what I understand, they're going to switch up the product type, go a little bit bigger. So other than that, there is no reason other than,
was it open space requirement for the
no
for the subdivision or anything like that? It was just going to be left raw land.
Correct.
Yes. The original.
If they would have extended it, it just would have been a really long, skinny, narrow, awkward lot. Again, this is the currently the approved plan. And then this is the proposed.
There was just a comment online about that, and now I see what she was talking about. I didn't grasp it before, and I was just curious to why it's gotten bigger. I mean, it is what it is. It's not a big deal, but I was just curious to what the why it wasn't done. But the skinny lots make sense. It'd been,
the developer could have extended lots 135 and 136. You know, that's in their discretion how they want to develop the land. That would have been an option. They, for whatever reason, they've chosen to extend lot 205.
No, I was just making sure that it wasn't like open space or something like that that we weren't missing. So, just to keep it up, but yeah. All right, this is. Do you guys have any questions for Elton, or should I just ready for the public hearing? All right, this is a public hearing. If anyone would like to come and speak to this, please do so. Okay, we'll close the public hearing portion of this. And if you guys have any other questions.
This is Commissioner Mitchell. I think we, and you mentioned, but I just felt like we should recognize that we did read the public comment. We did hear that. It's unfortunate that the realtor and developer might have portrayed to her or to that owner, but yeah, there's nothing that can be done, and there's nothing. Yeah.
Okay, you're the applicant, so.
I'm Jason Ehlers, work for Sunwood Homes, the construction manager, and Connor, who is the husband of the the lady that made the comment. He called me just about an hour ago and talked it over. When they had bought the home, yeah, it was going to be vacant land, and we knew that we could do something with it, but it just kind of didn't make sense at the time to make a really long, skinny lot. So now that would like to make them bigger. So they had just mentioned when they moved in, they would be interested in buying some of that land to extend their backyard. And we told them that that's actually still a possibility. It would just be a matter of determining a price and then just doing a little adjustment or redraw on this down the road. It'd be something that they said at the time they weren't really in a position to be able to afford it, but they're doing better now and kind of would like to have more space. So I even talked to them about they might even just buy that lot and we could build them the same house on that same, right in that same area. So there's some options there for them.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Usually there's nothing that can be done there. I just feel
that's nice.
Yeah, there's nothing that's been done wrong. I just think sometimes, just want to let them know that we did read their comment and are aware of it.
I'll make a motion. Commissioner Davis, I move that we approve the amended preliminary plat for the Desert Ridge Estates Phase 2 through 4 subdivision located at approximately Coyote Crest and Florence Drive, subject to the conditions and findings in staff report.
Just to confirm, that's recommend to approve.
Did I not say recommend?
I just want to confirm. I didn't catch up.
It does go on to city council.
This has to go to
and discuss the city.
Yeah.
Because of, right. Thank you.
This is Commissioner Mitchell, I second.
I'm first by Commissioner Davis, second by Commissioner Mitchell. Individual voting, Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
Commissioner Mitchell.
Aye.
Commissioner Tupou.
Aye.
Commissioner Bullock, I'm an aye as well. This will go to city council with a recommendation for approval from us. Item 4B is a preliminary plat approval for the Oak Meadows subdivision located at approximately 2670 South and 240 West. The applicant is Ryan Lay, and we will turn this over to Sebastian.
All right, so the applicant is requesting approval of a preliminary plat for the Oak Meadows subdivision located at approximately 2670 South, 240 West. This particular subdivision is proposing 5 lots on an area covering 2.60 acres, so a small subdivision. The average lot area is 0.37 acres with an average density of about 1.19 acres. The zoning designation at this location is residential 110, the R115 zone directly to the south, the RA1 zone to the east, and the PUDC commercial zone to the north and west as well. And a landscaping will be required along the edge of lot one there. The proposed subdivision conforms to the approved zoning, and the request meets the subdivision requirements and other city ordinances for this location. Staff has reviewed the request and recommends that Land Use Authority approve the pre-plat for the Oak Meadows subdivision based on the findings and conditions in this report. That concludes staff report, and I can answer any additional questions you may have.
Thanks. Can you pull this up, Elton, on the satellite view?
Isn't this the piece that was kind of carved out of that one development?
I can't remember. I suppose. Okay. All right, yeah.
Yeah, so Eldon, from what I can tell, and it's mentioned in their application, but I didn't see a whole lot of chatter on it here, that they intend to develop the front portion as commercial, just along Merrill Road, which would align with everything else that's going on the road.
Yeah, the property design
is just about the homes.
Correct. Yes, they have an approved PUDC use list.
Just behind the subdivision, right?
Correct, just to the north and west.
Okay, I just wasn't sure where it was. I remember going through this and talking about all this in the original one and moving it over that way. I just didn't realize which one it was. That road right there will go up and tie in over into 240. So yeah. I'm good with it. This is a public hearing. I'll open up the public hearing if anyone here would like to speak to it. Okay, I will close the public hearing portion of this. And look for a motion or...
Commissioner Tupo, I'll make a motion to recommend approval, a preliminary plat approval of the Oak Meadows subdivision located at approximately 2670 South 240 West with the findings and conditions in staff report.
Commissioner Anderson, I'll second.
First by Commissioner Tupo and the second by Commissioner Anderson. Individual voting, Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Davis?
Aye.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Aye.
Commissioner Tupo?
Aye.
I'm Commissioner Bullock. I'm an aye as well. This will... Item 5 is adjournment. We'll look for... Unless you guys have anything else you want to talk about.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Mitchell, I second.
I have a first by Commissioner Anderson, a second by Commissioner Mitchell. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.